Welcome to the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, September 25th, 2025, and we have a lineup of insurance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. SB 30 fails to pass Texas legislature. A bill that would have limited payouts for personal injury and wrongful death claims, SB 30, has failed to pass the Texas legislature. Proponents argued it would prevent runaway lawsuits, while opponents viewed it as pro-insurance legislation sacrificing the rights of the injured. SB 30 proposed monetary caps and limited non-economic damages. Survivors of injuries and sexual assault spoke out against the bill, highlighting the importance of these damages. Despite claims of cutting down on nuclear verdicts, only 4.6% of all verdicts in Texas exceeded $10 million between 2021 and 2025. With SB 30's defeat, individuals can continue seeking appropriate compensation for their injuries, both economic and non-economic, placing the rights of the injured above those of insurance companies. Culpepper Law Group, a leading personal injury firm established in 2001, remains committed to providing empathetic, client-centered legal services in Texas and Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.